recommendation. Senate Bill 107, revise and update certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. That's my bill, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Murphy.
The committee, my name is Jeremiah Murphy, and I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Health and Educational Facilities Authority. That's the authority that was created about 1972, and it loans money to the schools, the hospitals, nursing homes in some cases, and the schools goes from all the way to college, and it involves itself with for-profit and not-for-profit, even some governmental institutions now borrow from that institution. Not last year, you passed, I think it was a Senate Bill 192. It was the largest bill you had. It was a recod of the Uniform Commercial Code. And I don't know how long it was, but I looked in the session laws just before I came in here. And the reprint in our session laws, which are single-spaced and small print, took up 107 pages. It was a massive redo of the secured transaction portion of the Uniform Commercial Code. You didn't make it effective immediately because there was a thought that there would be some changes requested by different affected parties. And that's why I come forward to ask for a change. The change that I asked for is quite simple. In the old Uniform Commercial Code, you exempted bonds, what we call municipal bonds, but it's not a fair term because it's not only municipalities, it's counties, states, school districts. Government bonds, in other words, have traditionally been exempted from the Uniform Commercial Code. We're advised that if that exemption is not continued, it will make bonds somewhat more difficult to sell, and smaller bonds even more difficult. And of course, we deal with quite a few of the smaller bonds that might come forward. We deal with some large ones too. But that's why we brought that forward. We have presented this matter to the bankers and to the bar. And it's our understanding that there's been no objection to the language that we propose or the philosophy that encompasses, and that'd be that the exemption for government bonds from Title IX be continued. And that's the long and short of it, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Are there any questions? Sure. Senator Bogue.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Murphy, I'm just curious, are these changes in conformance with the National Uniform Act, or are these abrogations of the Uniform Act that will be unique to South Dakota?
I don't think they'll be unique to South Dakota. They were prepared by a very accomplished bond counsel that we've used in Chicago for many, many years. We know him to be honest and humble and quite clear thinking, which is an unusual combination of attributes, and I pass that on for that reason. But we think that this is going to happen in quite a few, if not most, of the states. But I didn't get a uniform exemption language. He looked at it and gave me this advice.
Any further questions? But Senator White.
I take it your answer then to Senator Bogue is that this is inconsistent with the Uniform Commercial Code as revised.
Well, the model would have included this. It turned it on its head, and according to the writers that I've read, there's no real explanation. It's just it was done, and there was no rationale for that change, and it would.
This is going back to a previous.
Today we have the exemption that this bill represents. We would lose that July 1 because the bill that was passed a year ago is effective July 1, 2001. You delayed the effective date because you thought there might be some moves like this.
So this does, in fact, go back to the previous.
It keeps what we have.
What
we have today, right? It just continues on the path we're in. And I know of no problems that have been caused by that in the 30 years that I've been involved in this field.
Are there any further questions? I would have a question on the in the first change in the bill where you're omitting all or a portion of the securities issued have an initial stated maturity of at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you explain the rationale behind that?
He didn't explain that to me, but I thought it was self-evident from my point of view, and that was that we do have 15-year financing, smaller ones, where there are 15 years, and without that change they wouldn't be... covered. I'm assuming that's why I did that, because that only relates to public finance transactions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Murphy. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 107? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 107? If not, then we'll close for committee discussion and disposition. Senator Valesky?
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on Senate Bill 107.
Okay, Senator Valesky has moved due pass.
Second.
And Senator McCracken has seconded. Any discussion on the due pass motion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Wolf?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
7-0.
Senate Bill 107 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation.